Morning. What's a happening there, Mr. A.A. Ron?
Hey, morning, man. Just closed our little young couple on their first little place. So I've just stepped out of closing. Good morning so far.
Yeah, I do want to point out that we're late again because of you.
yeah, we are.
But hey, welcome remotely. Let's try not to overheat your phone this time, dude.
No kidding. It's a lot cooler this morning.
Good. Well, welcome everybody to Beards on the Street. Aaron and I are excited for this week's little episode here because we got a lot of stuff to talk about, kind of internal. We're just going to kind of chat about some of the really cool things that we're doing here at the Luxury Agency. So there you go, Aaron. That's even better, dude. Nice job.
Better?
Yeah. I like it. I can actually see you now. I know we say this all the time, but we're still trying to figure this out. And we will be for probably. Yeah, it's cool. So while we're live here, anybody that's watching, give us a shout out on the comments. That's another thing we're trying to work on is you guys communicating with us and we can actually talk to you while we're live on the air. So if you got something, throw it at us, man. We like it. We like to chit chat. So Aaron, you're at a closing this morning, dude. I like those.
Yeah, those are always fun, huh? These guys are not even, 19 and 20 years old.
It's amazing.
They put together some major down payment together. They've been saving and prepping. And, man, it's fun to see how ahead of life and responsible these two are. They're just, amazing kids, really.
That's actually really cool. I love when we run into kids like that. They're totally on top of their game, man.
Yeah. It really is cool. It was fun. They're so excited. They're bummed they're missing the U game tomorrow.
Ah, well, who are they playing? Oh, they're playing Weber State or Weber University now.
Yeah, Weber State.
So I was talking to Jen Wright last night, and I guess she's really good friends with, I think, the offensive coordinator or whatever. And she was saying that they're taking it real serious. They don't want Weber to sneak in and dump them or anything. So that's kind of cool that they're taking it serious.
Yeah, those in-state games tend to be a lot more heated, a lot more action packed, and usually the smaller team comes in and surprises everybody.
Yeah, exactly. So what went on this week, Aaron? What do we want to talk about first, buddy?
Went up and we did our hike yesterday, the Avenues Twin Peaks.
I got a picture up right now. I don't know if you can see that, Aaron, but that wasn't even up on the peaks. That was just part of the way up. Check out how cool that is.
It blew me away, all the land and the hills that are there behind the Capitol and behind our city. Just kind of gives a perspective just how big this valley is.
Well, and how beautiful it was. I mean, that I don't know what that canyon was that was directly north of us, but man, just it's so pretty. You know, you're up there when you're higher than the plains.
Yeah, yeah. And when you look from this end of the valley, looking at the city, it looks like it's just nestled right in the, right in the canyon or right in the mountains there. But there's some foothills and trails and beautiful hikes all around out there.
Yeah, it was really cool. I loved the hike. It wasn't too bad. I was reading the reviews before we went and did it because Lake Blanche kicked my freaking butt the week before. Said it was steep in the beginning and steep at the end, which was true, but it wasn't horrible. My legs were still a little bit tired and I was still a little bit shaky from from the hike before. But no, it was gorgeous. Beautiful.
Yeah, it was a blast. We had good friends turn out. We really appreciate that. That's the team building thing we're doing for our team, for our little group. But we invite everybody to come participate. And the one thing I want to say, I think some people get kind of, intimidated about getting out in the unknown. And I think everybody kind of has that itch to get out and hike and go experience some of that. And you guys, the our hikes were picked, and we're trying to be careful not to overdo it, make it enjoyable. We still have to get back, shower, and get back to work. And so we're trying to make them on that shorter end, but we want to invite anybody who has an interest to get out, even if you're new at it, even if you're unsure how you're going to handle it, to come out and come out with us. We'd love for you to be there and enjoy it with us. I would say we have probably another good month, half, 2 months of, I would say, at least dry weather, where we're going to be able to, even if we have to bundle up a little, but,
plus the color changes for autumn are going to be amazing.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful when this starts to happen, huh?
Yeah. And I mean, seriously, guys, when you come with us, it's go at your own speed. I mean, Candace came with us, and she had another appointment, so she hiked until she had to turn around and go back, which is fine. So
that's right.
You know, and it just, it's go at your own speed.
Some of us start and stop and go at our own pace, and we get there and Dean runs straight up the hill. You
know? Yeah, I wasn't doing much of running yesterday, dude. Even Nate beat me up the hill.
I'm trying to push it too, because I want to improve, but really there's no pressure. It's like at your own pace, and we get there and you get to get out and experience it, and you have some people you know and like to do it with.
Yeah, exactly. So last night we had our September mixer down at the Second Summit Hard Cider Company. What a cool, cool place this is, guys. If you haven't been there, go on down, say hi to Vicky or Joe. It's mom and son who started this whole thing. And what a fun, just crowd it was last night, huh, Aaron?
Oh my gosh, it really was. It was so fun. Dean brought out, our friend Dean brought out bags of peaches for everybody to take and enjoy.
And I totally forgot to grab one, dude.
Yeah, I made sure to grab a couple, but dude, it was such a good turnout. Pickleball was so fun, dude. I don't know about you, I want to start doing more of that.
Heck yeah. So I'm just, as we're talking again, I don't know if you see this or not, Aaron, but I'm just kind of cycling through some of the pictures, and it was just, man, it was just a great turnout. Here's a video. Us playing pickleball. Yeah. They had the four courts out there, I'll be honest with you. I've never played pickleball until last night, but I can see why people love it. It's just a really fast paced, fun, you know, run around if you want or don't if you don't type game.
You got like 3 or 4 yards of direction you're going to have to move. And so, I mean, it's not like long term exertion. It's just fun. I mean, it really is. It was so much fun.
And guys, if you go down there, I would highly recommend, let's see, I did the prickle pear cider with basically made up as a margarita. And Joe down there, total stud of a guy, he put in some homemade habanero oil sweetener that he made from scratch. It was really good. I'm personally not a huge cider fan because it's usually too sweet or too bitter, but man, it was a great drink.
Yeah, they make their own brew down there. It's considered a wine, is what he told us. So it was.
So we got drinks with tequila and the hard cider. Did you realize that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, yeah.
Dude, you see, at 7 o'clock, so they had the game going. We had some of our friends, Blake, he was in there watching the game and enjoying it. But then they had, it's quite the draw, actually. They have a trivia night, and they were going through, you know.
And they said it's pretty serious trivia.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
Plus, that Hawaiian truck, and I'm sorry, I didn't catch their name, but oh my gosh. Auntie's Hawaiian something, but oh my gosh, their food was so good.
Yeah, it was awesome. And
what did you get? Because I got that Planko chicken, I think, or whatever it is.
I got garlic chicken.
Oh yeah, shocker. Big John got that, and I tasted it. It was good. It was really good.
Yeah.
So all in all, man, what a great night. And then the most important thing is there was a bunch of people there, guys, that so Vicky was so cute. She had bought all these Lays, and I got to tell my joke. So I kept telling them that we were going to make sure that everybody in the whole bar got laid last night. Get your mind out of the gutters. We're talking about flowers, people. Come on.
All right. Exactly.
But anyways, I mean, there was tons of patrons there that were hitting the QR code and donating to this cause over in Hawaii, the city that burnt down. So I've got the code up there right now, man. If you guys, when you see this, hit that code, and you know, every little bit helps. These people lost everything. So, Aaron, I've got up the pumpkin patch. We're sponsoring the pumpkin patch here with Century 21, and we've got 50 tickets that we've got to give away. So if you've got kids and want to come out and have a good time, and this is going to be on the 9th of October, it's at the Bastion Agricultural Center. Hit up Aaron or myself, and we've got tickets. They're free to you, and you can bring your kids out and have a great time. What do you think of that, Aaron?
Yeah, we'll be reaching out to our 50s and talking to people,
will.
Just inviting you directly out. And but this is our first effort to make sure we have a family kid friendly. That'll be our mixer for October. Is that right, Dean?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. So, guys, I mean, we talk about this pretty much every single week, but we've got a newsletter that we're putting out every single month. And we want to grow our subscriptions for that. So if you'll jump on luxuryrealtyagency.com, which is our website, and sign up for that newsletter. It's a once a month newsletter, guys, that just goes out, and it's full of really fun, cool stuff here. I'm going to give you all a taste. Let me go right here. So this is our September newsletter. And I'll just kind of rip through it, but we put up whatever the charity is, so you can see the charity that we just did last night. It's on the newsletter, and then we always include a bunch of pictures of just all the amazing people that come out and support us. We always like to highlight people in our VIP 50 or people that do support us. I highlighted Blackwater Jack, my brother's band, because they played at our last mixer. Aaron, I know you highlighted Ken Pendleton, and you know, it's just full of information. We do a recipe. This one is white chicken chili, which I freaking love. And Sean is the one that put up that one. This episode, and then she went ahead and spotlighted, which we're going to start doing more of that, people that she care about or listings that she cares about. We always have, our book club and what book we're reading. We promote our podcast here, which we'd love for you guys to subscribe to as well. Just go to our YouTube channel and, you can subscribe to our podcast. So you're getting it on a regular basis. And then finally in our newsletter, we always update with a 30-day market update for what's happened the previous 30 days. And I mean, you can see there that there's all kinds of action going on in this real estate market right now, guys. So please jump on our website, luxuryrealtyagency.com, and sign up for our newsletter. And then go over to our YouTube channel, which you can do straight from there, and sign up for the Beards on the Street podcast. What you got to say about that, Mr. AA Ron?
You know, I just want to touch on the market update. Kind of an interesting thing that's going on right now. You know, we all know rates are up a little bit. They're just over 7% right now. There's still an incredible amount of real estate happening. People are deciding, okay, it's the new norm, and they're going ahead and making their moves and deciding to make their transitions into the house and make moves to the homes they wanted. The last 3+ years, people found themselves in this competition where they were making offers, moving into homes that weren't the homes they wanted, but they were houses they could actually get. And so they, you know, they kind of put their name on it. Now they're choosing to transition out of those because we experienced such a huge growth and appreciation. I mean, being over the last 4 years in the state of Utah, you've owned a home in the last 4 years, you've experienced 79% appreciation on your asset value.
That's amazing. And I've got this pulled up, Aaron. There was almost 3,000 homes sold just last month. There's only 1,530 that new listings that came on. Our inventory is only 2.6 months of inventory right now. And here's what kills me, and here's what's crazy, is the average price is over $600,000. Check that out.
Well, Dean, so when there's a lot of adverse media that goes on, we're getting fed a bunch of BS, basically.
Which we're tired of because it's all national crap.
It's what sells, really, right? But the reality is we're going to experience another 5 to 7% appreciation this year in our real estate. So, guys, make your move. Do you have a house you're ready to go to? You know, Dean, you always use this, but it's you date the rate, you marry the house, right? I mean, go find one if there's a move you've been ready to or make happen. Let us help you find the right house. We can negotiate amazing deals on these homes, amazing terms.
Yeah, or and we can even get seller paid financing help to buy the rate down.
Right, exactly, and then you'll experience and be able to tag into that amazing appreciation that's going to come this year that we've all talked about. And rates are going to come down next year, guys, and you can refinance into it.
Well, I mean, it's like we keep saying, Aaron, there is plenty of real estate that's being bought and sold right now. You know, I had another agent reach out to me, you know, for you investors out there. You know, it's, I believe, a 5 or a 6 townhouse that is just priced incredibly well that can gross roughly $10,000 a month in income. And after all expenses, I think it was still at 7,000 or 7,500 bucks of net income.
Yeah. Net cash flow. Wow. That's the kind of deal that are out there. There really are opportunities to really invest and make good money.
And it's already full of people that want to stay there. So easy peasy. And it's probably just a situation, Aaron, because everybody always asks, well, if it's so good, why is the guy selling it? 9 times out of 10, it's because they're wanting to put that money in a bigger deal somewhere else. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. They're cycling up and buying the next bigger property. It's their progress in their investment portfolio. It makes sense for them to move, and they're passing on value so that someone else is going to jump on and come grab it.
And usually they're pricing it the way they do because they want it to be an immediate, quick deal because they have a timeline on the other deal that they're wanting to put that money into. That's usually how it cycles out.
That's exactly right.
So if you are an investor and you want to find out more information on that, reach out to us and we'll make sure we get that information in your hands. It's a killer investment property deal, you know, and they're asking 1.5. So it's not like it's overly priced for that many units and the square footage and the rents and, you know, just an amazing investment opportunity. And they come across our desk all the time.
Yep.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get to the thing here. We want to throw up. I keep talking about our website, but there you go. There's our website, or the QR code to our website. Guys, there's so many tools and just cool things on there. You know, we already talked about the newsletter. We've got our business directory there, which I was able this week. A buddy of mine that's in my VIP 50 reached out to me. He was looking for some of those lights to put on his house. And, I was able to provide him with three different companies that he could tap into. That and I mean, it was immediate. It was quick for me to give him this information because it's on our website. So everybody needs to start taking advantage of that. And if you've got your own people you want to put on there, man, we're growing this thing all the time. So I highly recommend that if you got anybody in the service industry or construction or whatever, we don't even care what it is. You know, we're going to add the second Summit Cider to it because it was such a cool place. You know, if somebody's wanting to look for a cool place, they can go out and either play pickleball, which, by the way, they have tournaments. All you got to do is jump on our site and you'll find it. Simple. So keep in mind that there's just, it's not just a real estate webpage. It is, but it's got a lot more.
And hey, Ron. It's directly tied to our local MLS, so it's live. You can look at all things real estate. And avoid a million one other realtors, you know, tracking you down and pounding
the hell out of you.
Yeah, just hop on. You can look at anything going on in real estate, search all the property, have fun looking at it. As you guys know, we also market updates in your neighborhood, and so that's kind of the tool we're using. And but it's really supposed to be a resource where we all like. I mean, Dean, we all like to just hang out and look at real estate. So this is a great place to go do it. You don't get bugged by anybody. It's better than Zillow. It's better than Redfin. It's better. It's a direct line to Salt Lake. Well, all of Utah's real estate. And anyways, enjoy that part of it as well.
Yes, sir. And I'll throw up real quick. We talked about our YouTube channel. There it is. Just hit that QR code. And it'll take you directly to our YouTube channel and subscribe, guys. It's, you know, we're doing this for you guys. It's just me and Aaron having a good time. Now, I do want to talk about, and I tried and tried and tried to get the videos, Aaron, but I failed miserably. But it was so cool. Aaron and I went to the Red Butte Gardens on Tuesday and or Monday. And saw one of my favorites, Buddy Guy, play. And Christone Kingfish. Man, this kid is...
It blew me away. I've loved so much all the exposure you've given me to good music. But he's 87 years old and still just can't it up.
Isn't that crazy?
I just stood there in awe. Like, my gosh. Ability to play and master that guitar, like, holy cow, dude!
So good, and yeah. Kingfish, man, just this young kid just ripping on the guitar. You know, it's pretty cool. Last night, I was gonna go, but then I ended up not. I went home and spent some time with my wife. But Chris Duarte played at the Garage on Beck last night, and Big John posted some stuff. And man, that guy, closest thing of anybody that's come to be as good as Stevie Ray, man. This guy is just full of fire and vinegar and plays like a madman and plays loud. So, yeah. And if you haven't seen it, Aaron, you need to jump on and listen to that cat. Okay. Big John posted some of that. Thank you, Big John, for doing that, buddy. Sorry I had to bail on you. All right, brother. What else you got going on? What's been happening?
This week we've activated their villa, and so this weekend a big open house out there. I don't think we'll make it through the weekend. Beautiful house. They've been absolutely busting their butt, making it look as pretty as they can. It really is pretty. He's a countertop or a stone contractor. And he also does Euro glass. And so, as you can imagine, you walk through that place and it's all the best of the best in his house. And so someone's going to get an amazing deal. This place is, you know, just 2,500 square feet with four bedrooms, two baths, big old yard, big RV pad, and just dialed to the nines all around.
Very cool. And he said Tooele, guys, if you cut out and you didn't hear it. So, out in Tooele, a brand new listing with an open house. And again, if you're interested and you want to go to the open house, reach out to us and we'll hook you up and get you all the information you need to come out and hang out. I've got my listing downtown. It's just such a cool little condo. right on Broadway, right across from Pioneer Park, that is just a cool, cool downtown living place. Actually did a showing there this morning. So if anybody's got any interest in a quaint little condo downtown, holler at me. We've got it. We've got some land deals out there. I've got a land deal up at the top of Suncrest. And guess what, dude? I just found out this morning that Tara has taken over the Ridge and is opening a restaurant there. Yeah. I think it's cool as can be.
Royal at the Ridge.
Royal at the Ridge. Love it.
Yeah, dude. I'm excited for that. They do good things, man. I'm excited what they put together.
Yes, man. I'm so happy for them. I think it's amazing. I'm really, really, really stoked for them.
We have is it a restaurant or what's it? What is it?
It's a restaurant. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, maybe put together some type of a small event for there.
No, we definitely can. And, you know, their grand opening is, I believe it said October 2nd. So anybody and everybody can go out and show your love to those guys. It's such a cool place up there. It's a great drive. I'm sure you'll be able to see at that point a lot of the fall colors that are changing. It's just a great time of year to be up there. So, and I know that all the people that live up there are just ecstatic. I mean, every single person I talked to when the Ridge shut down was pretty bummed about it. You know, Darlene Dippo, she lives up there and she was saying, yes, yes, back. She's been in this industry for forever. So, all right, buddy. Well, I think we've yakked enough and talked about enough stuff. What do you have anything more you want to add?
Nope, I'm going to bust butt back into the office. I'll see you in just a few.
See you in a minute. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate you checking out our podcast. And if you would, go out and subscribe to them and have a fantastic week. We sure appreciate you.